is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Right to the phones and to the fun. Jason is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think it's time for another update on outlaw hot dogs.
The outlaw hot dog situation in Durham, North Carolina, where Steve Pruner, a local individual there, has decided that he just wanted to start selling hot dogs without begging some government's permission, government bureaucrats' permission first. And he did it for a number of months, and then they decided to crack down on him and actually arrested him, charged him with two counts of operating a business without a permit, because you're not actually living in a free country. You have to, when you have to ask permission from some arbitrary men and women to enable yourself to actually do business without being thrown in a cage. That's where it, I think you also gave us an update on that earlier, a couple weeks ago, where Steve had come back out, even after being arrested, and had continued operating his hot dog stand. He did, I believe, shut it down when threatened, but he was still out there, which I think is great news.
That's right. And after I called you guys last time, he continued to go out to Duke Hospital in Durham, North Carolina, and to a few other areas in Durham, and continued to sell hot dogs. And so he went to jail a second time, I think right before Thanksgiving, approximately. And, that's, another time in jail just for selling hot dogs. Once again, I've purchased hot dogs from this guy, and they're very good hot dogs. He's never had a customer complaint at all. So he went to jail again, and this time they towed his cart. I guess that makes sense because they took him to jail so he couldn't take his own hot dog cart home. Mm-hmm. So the towing company took his cart. And that's fascinating to me because he's been obligated to pay a towing fee to a private or at least semi-private towing company because it was illegal for him to be selling hot dogs. So the state's generated a very interesting, side industry there.
And oh, yeah, those tow companies make a boatload off of all the state tows that they get to do.
Right.
And now so it's impounded, right? So he's got to pay to get it out of the impound lot.
Exactly.
Big bucks.
So some liberty activists in the Triangle area of North Carolina had a fundraiser and got enough money to pay off that tow fee, and he's got his cart back. But get this. He got out of jail. He went to court. Rather than actually having a trial, which, some people might decide to do, what they did was they assigned his case to Community Life Court. None of us really know what community life court is. It sounds like the happy, friendly version of court. But what it probably means is he's not going to have a jury.
Yes, I suspect it means something just like that.
Right. He's going to negotiate with the community, where the community is the state, and actual community, like jurors from his peer group, are not going to be there. They're not going to pull citizens to come evaluate the situation. He's just going to sit down and have a pleasant talk with the state. So,
yes, and they'll be so reasonable after they've been shutting his business down and thrown him in jail twice.
Right, right. And making him pay, a fee to a towing company because they wouldn't let him take his own cart home. That's the thing is, it's not like he was just leaving the cart out on the sidewalk for the heck of it. He would have taken it home, but they wouldn't let him because they took him to jail.
Right, they kidnapped him. Sure.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, that's where he stands. He's continued to sell as much as possible. He only just got his cart back today, but, has continued to sell since the last time I called you guys.
It's heroic.
Still intends to continue to sell. He has a community life court case scheduled for December 8th, so I will let you guys know how that goes as soon as I know what's going on with that.
Are you planning on attending personally?
I will do everything that I can to do that. It's during the middle of the workday, and I have a full-time job, but I think I can probably make it happen. So I'll definitely give you an update, and if I can be there in person, I will.
Fantastic.
I have one more thing that I'd like to bring up real quickly.
By all means, go ahead.
I've been talking to a lot of people online about Julian Assange, And I found a surprising number of people saying that though we have a right to free speech, Julian Assange's right to free speech is not protected under the First Amendment because he's not an American citizen. He's not protected by the Constitution. I want to read you the text of the First Amendment very quickly. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, etc. So it never, ever says that the American citizens have a right to free speech.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, citizenship wasn't even mentioned until the 13th or 14th Amendments. So, I mean, the country existed for 80-something years before they even talked about citizenship. The first laws regarding who could be a citizen and who couldn't, by the federal government, I don't think were set in place until the 1870s. So the idea that this is somehow confined to, this better than a person, this citizen of the United States, the same way Roman citizens were better than the rest of the people in the world when that particular empire ruled the earth, is absolutely, I mean, it shows a real, true lack of understanding of the founding documents of this country.
Exactly. And aside from having very disturbing moral implications, like saying that, because someone happened to be born somewhere else, they have different rights as a human, it just shows ignorance of the law, at least the law when this country was founded. Obviously, we don't care about the First Amendment anymore, but at one point we did. And Thomas Jefferson, in all of his writing, almost never speaks of the idea of citizenship. He speaks of individual rights versus governments that usurp those rights and infringe upon those rights. So the First Amendment says nothing about citizens having rights. It says that people have rights, and the government shall not infringe upon that. That's just a comment that I wanted to make, because I was shocked by how many people thought that non-citizens don't have rights.
Actually,
they do.
These same people believe that somehow the Constitution gives them rights, because obviously if the Constitution gives rights to citizens, then it must not give rights to other people. And, this the fact is, people give rights, and the Declaration of Independence, if you believe that documents give rights, the Declaration of Independence says, in fact, that all men were created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, which then says that the document doesn't give the rights, but in fact the Creator does.
Yeah, it simply acknowledges them. It perhaps enshrines those rights, but clearly the government people,
I wonder how these people feel, like, some foreign, I mean, if the United States has the right to send somebody out to assassinate Julian Assange because he's been naughty, he's made our diplomats blush, mm-hmm, for the way that they've sent cables back and forth and stuff. If they believe that, then any foreign country has the right to come over here and kill anyone, including them or their family.
Well, no, they don't, because the government of the United States is the best, and everybody else is not. So only the U.S. government can go and do that, Mark.
I guess. You're right. It would take a truly blind patriot to not be able to look at that.
Good observations, Jason. Thanks for the update on the Outlaw Hot Dogs. Appreciate you being out there and supporting him, because I'm sure he needs all the help that he can get. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If only we had more people like the Outlaw Hot Dogs guy out there. More people who are willing to just make a stand for freedom. Because if more people were to do it and others were to support those people, then they would be in better positions. But unfortunately, it's kind of a lonely world for the civil disobedient out there, for the non-cooperative. When you don't have a big community of liberty lovers behind you, it can get real old real fast doing stuff like civil disobedience. And hopefully he'll have some people come out to his trial. It's difficult, though, because they always have those trials right in the middle of the workday, like Jason was pointing out. And, it's very difficult to get people to come out to those things. I wish him the best of luck, and hopefully we'll hear more good news. 800-259-9231. Not that any of the news has been good. They've been arresting him. They confiscated his cart. They impounded his cart. Somebody paid. He didn't, thankfully. The activist paid to get that cart out. Which, unfortunately, means that, money is eventually going to go to the government through these different channels. They're going to get some of their money, just that they're not getting the obedience they're looking for. More coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Are you frustrated with a lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? You can. I did. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, all three of us in this room tonight have done that and made. We've already made the move. You don't have to move right away. You can move whenever the time is right for you. There are different when you sign up for the Free State Project, there are different criteria that you can put on your move. You can say, well, I'll move when the Free State Project reaches 20,000 signatures. I'll move within 5 years of that. That's the default choice. There are also other choices. Well, I'll move when Hillary Clinton gets elected, or I'll move when, you know, Jeb Bush gets elected, or whatever, you know, whatever criteria you want to put on your
move. Two good examples, by the way.
Or you could say, I want to move when 10,000 people have already made the move, or I want to move when 2,000, et cetera, and so on. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and join the Next 1000 Pledge at pledgebank.com/next1000 if you can be here by the end of 2011, because we do want to accelerate things and get people here as soon as possible, because the more activists we can get together in the same place, the more activism becomes possible, the more successful activism will happen, and the closer we'll get to achieving liberty in our lifetime. We've been talking about the Free State Project on and off throughout the show tonight, specifically in regards to having a loved one, a spouse or a partner, somebody who you're very close to, who may not necessarily be fully on board or at all on board with the ideas of liberty, and then you wanting to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, proposing that idea and being shot down in flames and being in the very difficult position of, on one hand, really, you know, listening to that call of wanting to be where the activism is, and on the other hand, having somebody who loves you and all of the wonderful things that that creates in your life, and having them both tugging at you. That's very difficult, and there are certain things that you can do over time to hopefully move things in the right direction, and that is to the best possible solution of all, which would be to bring your spouse or loved one on board with the ideas of liberty, or at the very least on board with the idea of accompanying you to New Hampshire, so you can eventually both go there together. And so Wayne had a good suggestion with introducing good reading material like Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, which is available free, by the way. We did not mention that part. You can download it in various different you can get audiobook, or you can get the Kindle form or PDF all over at book.freekeen.com. So it's the free edition. There's also an Ott's version that she published within this decade.
I like that version.
It's
best.
A good updated version. It's got a lot more information, new pages added to it. I highly recommend it. But go ahead and read the 90s version for free, and you'll fall in love with it, and you'll absolutely go out, run out and buy the Ott's version.
You know, I find with that book is that it's one of those books that I will always have in my book collection no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I've got about 20 of them, actually. So
yeah, sitting in a box over there for recruitment purposes.
Yeah, exactly. Want to give them away or sell them at cost or whatever. So again, go to book.freekeen.com to download that. But another suggestion I had, and if you've got any suggestions as to how to bring, you know, your loved one on board with the ideas of liberty, or specifically also with the idea of coming to New Hampshire, I would love to hear what your suggestions have been. Or maybe you've actually got a success story. Maybe you've already done this. Maybe you did convince your loved one to move to New Hampshire. What did it take? 800-259-9231 is the number. Because it's not an easy thing. You know, you're asking somebody to pick up their life and move.
Most of the stories I've heard are either people that were totally on board and, you know, yeah, let's go, mm-hmm. or people that were given the ultimatum, like, look, I'm going to New Hampshire. You can follow if you want.
That's a tough thing to say. And that's a tough position to be in with somebody that you care about. So hopefully you don't have to give that ultimatum and you can bring them on board. And one of the suggestions I have for that is to come to New Hampshire for a visit.
That's a good idea.
Come on up. I mean, there's always you always got to go somewhere on a vacation, right? So make your vacation New Hampshire. And if you can, make it the Porcupine Freedom Festival or make it the Liberty Forum, which are the two yearly events that happen here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project puts these on for the purposes of promoting what's happening here and bringing people together all in the same place for a weekend, or in the case of Porkfest, an entire week. The Liberty Forum is coming soon. It's going to be, I believe, at the end of February. Let me pull up that information for you from the Free State Project website. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to pull up info about well, for instance, prior year's Liberty Forums, that's about all they have up right now besides the dates for the upcoming one. Not much else has been announced, but the dates have been February 24th through the 27th of 2011. So mark your calendars now. It's going to be the same place at the Crown Plaza Hotel, I believe, in Nashua, New Hampshire. February 24th through the 27th, it's essentially a convention-style atmosphere. It's not a suit-and-tie event, though you could wear a suit-and-tie if you wanted.
Plenty of people do.
It's, you know, it's casual, but it is in a hotel. And it happens
in February in New Hampshire.
Yep, it happens over a weekend, and it's just a great opportunity to get together with literally hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom have already made the move to New Hampshire, have already gotten settled down here. Some of them haven't moved yet, but they're ready to move, and they're excited about moving, and they want to kind of feel things out a little bit first and meet some of the community up here. Some of them have not yet decided to move. Some of them are just up here kind of checking things out and seeing exactly what this whole Free State Project thing is. And it's great because they always have interesting speakers. Last year, Andrew Napolitano from Fox News was there. Also,
yeah, Stossel at one point.
That's right. Stossel was there. Jacob Hornberger's been there from the
Ron
future.
Ron Paul's been there several times.
Yeah, so there's always some big names in the Liberty Movement that are going to be there, which is, you know, makes it exciting for people that are kind of plugged into this movement to come and attend. But for me, the real reason to go to the Liberty Forum is the camaraderie of being around other like-minded people. Of course, that's the real reason to move to New Hampshire, in my opinion, too, besides the chance at liberty in our lifetime. Even if we never get to true liberty, we'll at the very least have some of the best, most wonderful liberty-loving people to surround us during our lives. And I think that is reason number one to be here in New Hampshire, is the community of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that you get to connect with, that essentially are your friends, but you don't know it yet. They're basically your friends. They're waiting to be your friends here in New Hampshire, and it's a great group of folks. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about that event. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is more of a laid-back camping-style festival. There is a hotel, but most people camp. It's a campground in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's much more of a motor inn as opposed to the Crown Plaza in New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Right. And I don't know. I think the dates for Porkfest have been announced as well. At some time, I think in June.
Late June.
Yeah, late June. So whichever one of those you can make it to, bring your loved one with you. And if they love you, they should humor you at the very least with your idea of coming to New Hampshire.
Vacation.
Yeah,
you know,
vacation.
They can usually squeeze that out of them.
In New Hampshire. And then see what happens. You know, meet some people. Talk to people. Get into conversations and get some experiences and stories. And maybe your loved one, whether it be wife or husband or partner or whoever, will end up meeting some neat folks. And maybe those people will be persuasive, and their stories and their experiences will be persuasive. Maybe they'll meet another person who was like them, somebody who was at one time, you know, not so keen on the idea of moving to New Hampshire, but, and then they'll tell their story about what happened to them.
You know, sometimes it's not the spouse's place to try to convince folks, you know, their spouse. It's, you know, it's best left up to other folks.
Right, and that experience could allow them to convince themselves. They're like, oh, wow, there's really something happening here, and these
That's
are some
really
nice people.
That's really how you convince people, if they convince themselves.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231, you take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system there for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, we're going to do a giveaway coming up here at some point this hour of a two-pack of the Totesac. But what is that?
The Totesac, it's the original dream thing. It's been available since 1997. It's a one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, or from the grocery store into the vehicle, or from your home into the boat. Anything that, it's a retail grocery bag carrier. It's a hook made out of recycled materials. I believe it's engine parts. It feels plasticky. It's not metal. But you can get it at totesac.us. TOTASAK.US. Your family pack there for, I think a family pack's about $16 or something like that. And they're great little stocking stuffers. You would be surprised how useful you find these once you have them. Ian, you know, don't go to a grocery store without them.
Actually, I leave mine at home, but I do use them every time I bring my car back.
So you leave them at home, then you go out and get the groceries with them?
Yeah, exactly. I usually go up, unlock the door, and they're right there. I actually have mine right by the front door.
Yeah,
so
I guess I've seen them.
Grab it there, and then take it back out and get the groceries.
I leave mine in the back of the vehicle, and I carry them right out that way.
That's a good idea, too.
Of course, my wife is always good at getting them back into the vehicle after I've used them getting the house.
Yeah, that's why I did it by the door, because I'm too lazy to actually walk back out to the vehicle afterwards.
Totasack.us, TOTASAK.US.
Especially when it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to give you a two-pack of those coming up, so stay tuned for your chance to win. 800-259-9231. And there's actually this email that you started at the very beginning of the show, pretty much, Mark, the first hour. He asked two questions. One of them was about relationships and liberty and moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we skipped the first one to answer the second one first. And the first one was about his frustration with observing all of the bad news about the encroachment of the police state and the government. And I want to get to make sure we get to that question here, so we'll get to it in just a moment. But first, Eric is on the line calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Eric.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, are you on a speakerphone or something like that?
I'm on a Bluetooth headset driving down the highway, so it's probably a little noisy. I do apologize.
All right. It's always better if you take those things out when you call in, but I don't want to put you in any danger from an accident, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in and talk about the WikiLeaks and Julian Assange story. And there was a couple of points I wanted to bring up. And number one is this idea that people have been saying that the CIA or whatever should take him out or whatnot. And that the whole idea of that is just kind of laughable. Anybody who says that, and my understanding is Palin and Huckabee have both said this at this point, ironically to the quote-unquote conservative. Anybody who says it does not understand the concept of that website and how it is decentralized, much in the same way that the MPAA has not been able to take down the Pirate Bay and get it off the internet, they won't be able to get WikiLeaks off the internet. That's point number one. Point number two, apparently somebody did try over the holiday weekend to do the WikiLeaks down by taking on a distributed denial of service attack on the site, and in order to combat that, the WikiLeaks people moved their entire site hosting to Amazon S3. And the story is broken today that under pressure from Senator Lieberman, cut him off.
Amazon, yeah, what the story is that you kind of missed because your cell phone cut out there a moment, is Amazon has bailed out. They have canceled WikiLeaks' account and due to political pressure, and it's very sad. I sent Amazon a note tonight, an email, letting them know that I was very disappointed. As somebody who is an Amazon associate and has been an Amazon customer for a number of years, and I'm also an associate, and the Free Talk Live account literally brings them thousands upon thousands of dollars per business every month. Hey, Eric, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I'm going to let you go get back on the road there at 800-259-9231. It's frustrating, man, because I love Amazon. And I love the service that they provide people and the products and the prices and everything like this. S3 is their hosting company. Mm-hmm. It's the cloud, basically. You can put your website up with Amazon, essentially, and they cloud host it, which basically means that it's being hosted in different locations around the world, different data centers, so there's complete redundancy. So if one data center goes down, you're still online, your site's still there. They can also distribute the processing, so you don't, like with Free Talk Live, we have a server in Iraq, mm-hmm. and so there's one processing unit in there, and maybe it's a dual core or something like that, but that one piece of hardware is fully dedicated to Free Talk Live. If we were to go in the cloud, we would have virtual processors. So we would be using, and Wayne, correct me if I discuss any of this inaccurately, but we would essentially then have our website and whatever bandwidth requirements and whatever processing requirements would be scaled across or distributed across Amazon's processing platform, and there might be different there might be different processors that are processing different tasks for Free Talk Live, all depending on how it all needs to play out. It's a much more distributed method of providing us a web server. you're nodding, Wayne, but that doesn't translate for radio.
Well, yeah, you're right. It just means that rather than having one computer do it, several or many can do it, and if you have a lot of traffic, it can scale very well.
Right, so if Drudge Report links to freetalklive.com, our server might go down. I don't know. We've never had that happen directly. Luckily, when we got Drudged, it was a Drudge Report link to YouTube, a YouTube clip of Free Talk Live. So YouTube handled all the bandwidth there. Mm-hmm. We've never actually had to handle that. And how would our little server handle that? I mean, I don't know. It's not a little server. It's okay. It's not a hugely expensive server either. You don't know until something like that hits whether or not you can actually handle it. But with the cloud servers, that it just kind of scales up automatically based on the demand. And so WikiLeaks went there because they've been, as Eric was pointing out, being attacked, presumably by governments. They've been hit with these huge denial of service attacks. And so they went to Amazon, and Amazon was hosting them, and then they pulled it. So I took a moment to find the contact link over at Amazon.com, and I sent them a note saying, as a longtime customer, I'm very upset with you over this. And as a longtime associate who brings you thousands of dollars a month, I know it's probably nothing to them, but who brings you thousands of dollars a month in business, I think this was a mistake that you didn't, you know, stand by your customer, WikiLeaks.
This also brings up the issue of official secrets. In other words, the government thinks that they have legitimate reasons to keep things from people. And, of course, if you assume that they're working for us, then, you know, and we're their employer, then we should be knowing what they're up to.
Like the employee keeping secrets from the boss, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, in theory, right, Wayne, you're absolutely correct. But, of course, they're not our employees. If they were our employees, they'd behave like employees.
Well, they think they're our masters and that they're better than everybody else. Therefore, they have the right to keep secrets from all the little people. And they're very outraged that information has gotten out, if it's all real, which it could be.
The question, Eric actually contacted me earlier today on the internet asking if we were going to continue supporting Amazon. And, well, yes, because Amazon has different areas in which they do business. You know, this was their hosting division that made the decision to not host WikiLeaks. But Amazon's still a great retailer, and they still, you know, they still try to oppose taxation on the internet. They still do a lot of things that liberty-minded people would support. And plus, it's a great revenue source for Free Talk Live. There's just nothing that can replace Amazon, and quitting over this one issue would be premature.
I agree with that. I think that the expectation that somebody's going to take a stand for liberty because you think that's an important area of liberty is just confounded.
Corporations, if you want to give up on corporations because they agree with government on some issue, you're going to have to stop shopping at any corporation because they all will be pushed around eventually by the government. Hey, you want to win a Totesac? We're going to give it to you now. Dial in. Two-pack of Totesac is yours from Totesac.us. You dial in at 603-435-1105. We might give it to you. 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are all also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. The number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Archives are included, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back as late as 2006. If you click into the archive section, actually at the top of the page at freetalklive.com, you will find the last 7 days for easy access. But then, again, click into archives, you'll get the last several years' worth or last few years' worth, all completely free at freetalklive.com. And it's thanks to the folks over at HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got over 4,500 templates over there. It's whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. They have a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers, unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we were talking with Eric a moment ago in Austin about the WikiLeaks situation, and the first point he made was very good, and it deserves a little more discussion. The point about all these politicians talking about how they want to execute Julian Assange, that this man is, you know, he is horrible, he has threatened the legitimacy of the government, and we must crush him. Eric pointed out, rightfully so, that WikiLeaks is designed to be decentralized. Julian Assange is the founder of the website.
Yep.
And so therefore,
he's a spokesperson.
Right. So therefore, he's the focus of all of the attention.
Right. Well, these folks think in a top-down fashion.
Correct.
So WikiLeaks doesn't, you know, if Julian Assange goes away, WikiLeaks doesn't go away.
That is exactly right, and it's an important point to make. It also applies here in New Hampshire. I mean, we've had this problem here with Freekeen.com, which is a website I started. I created Freekeen.com, but there are a dozen people that are regular, you know, regular to irregular contributors to the website. There are a bunch of people that blog there, and so to suggest that I am somehow in charge of all of the activism that goes on in Keene is nonsense. I'm just one of the more visible personalities because I have a radio show, I have a microphone. People are more likely to focus in on me. But if some, you know, CIA agent wants to assassinate me, it's not going to stop Free Talk Live, and it's not going to stop the Free Keene, and it's not going to stop the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire because I'm not in charge. And Julian Assange isn't necessarily in charge either. I'm sure the other people who are involved don't want to be known publicly because of all the attention that will come down upon them, but it's important to point this out. These are decentralized movements. The Liberty Movement is a decentralized movement. There are no heads to cut off. If you do attack somebody, if the government does attack somebody, you know, because they believe they're in charge, that's when they'll find out that they aren't. Unfortunately, they'll find out the hard way. Aha, we've taken Jason Sorens out, the founder of the Free State Project. Well, that's not going to change anything. If anything, it's going to outrage people even more and essentially martyr that person. So if they do take out Julian Assange, WikiLeaks will become, as Obi-Wan Kenobi put it, you know, more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Because it'll get more attention than ever before. More people will step forward to support them than ever before. Because they'll be outraged, and rightly so, that these government people would have done something so vicious. So I think that's a really critical point.
I think a lot of people will be happy if that happened, though. I mean, there's a lot of people out there calling for his head.
Well, sure. But so what?
Yep.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if those people are made happy. What matters is, will the idea continue? And the idea is already out there. The WikiLeaks concept exists, and it's not going to go away with the death of its founder.
They'll just release more documents.
Yeah. Same thing with the organizations in the Liberty Movement. The ideas are out there. You use violence against us, and we respond with peace, it just weakens the government's position even further. Let's continue here with your thoughts. Going to go to an unscreened call. Let's see who this is. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey there.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was calling to win a total sack.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We already gave that away, and we did it pretty quickly right after the break. Actually, it took about a couple minutes to get our winner tonight. But thanks for calling. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for listening tonight. That's what happens when we take on-screen calls. You never know what you get.
Well, you know, it's the last segment, and you feel sort of obligated to try to take those last callers.
Yeah. And we don't have a phone screener on this side, so we really don't have any way of screening your calls on that particular number. So
the email here has a final question, and
yeah, this is the email we started reading at the beginning of the show, which was about this man's frustration and looking at all the news, the negativity out there, the anti-freedom news coming from governments, and there's plenty of it, and the frustration that he's feeling. What was the question again?
How do you stay sane and avoid getting either depressed or enraged by all the anti-liberty news that's out there? He says that things that he would have thought impossible outside of Orwell's books are happening, and he can't even imagine the mental gymnastics that most people do to stay so blissfully unaware of what all happens around them, but they seem to persist.
Well, Mark, you're the one with the anger management issue, so do you stay sane?
You see, I only have an anger management issue that I can talk about. Like, you don't get to diagnose my anger management issues. But anyway,
that's telling him, Mark.
I'm only saying it because you've admitted to it.
I do.
You're the one that talks about yelling at the radio and things
right, like
that.
You haven't imagined gunning down cops, in your fantasies?
In the past, I would have, but not so much these days.
So then the segue is just as appropriate for you as it is for me. So anyway, the point that I would like to make on this is, I just don't feel that way as much as I used to, and most of it has been changed by the fact that I see real hope by living in New Hampshire, having moved for the Free State Project. I know that it sounds like a tired, worn-out expression that we use on the show all the time. Every problem there is, the solution is the Free State Project. But I swear, for me, that's the way it is. I see real hope. For me, there's been 15 at least, more than 100 liberty-loving individuals, but 15 Free State Project members have been voted into the New Hampshire State House.
That's promising.
I see real changes quite possibly occurring here in New Hampshire. I think, you know, what I expected to see happen for the Free State Project, this is the first step of what I expected to see happen. You know, for me, it's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's something that's happening right now, and I have all the hope in the world. That's why I'm not depressed or enraged or, you know, insane. I certainly used to be. I was absolutely out of my mind with anger as far as you know, the government's intrusion went, and that was 4 years ago.
You know, I find myself very upset sometimes about where this country has gone in the last 30 years. And you know, and the more you know about it, the more you study it and you read the internet articles and you look at the proof, it can be very upsetting and very troubling. But sometimes you just have to disengage from it and go do something you enjoy doing and just get your mind off of it. If you want to know, if you want to take the red pill, Nemo, there's a price to be paid for awareness.
Oh, sure.
And you have to deal with that, because to know the extent of the encroachment of government can be very, very distressing. But you have to get through that. Meditate, pray, whatever it takes to get you through that, and find the right time to disengage and find something to do with your family or that you enjoy, and don't allow it to get you burned out, and don't allow it to lose your faith in humanity.
Absolutely.
And where we're going.
Great suggestions. You still have to find time for you. You still have to enjoy the life that we have. And there's a lot to enjoy out there. I mean, it's an amazing time in which to live technologically and entertainment-wise. And there's much that one can do.
And this is going to pass, because the tyranny they're trying to impose on people, I think, is very outdated with today's technology and just the awareness. The cat is already out of the bag worldwide now. You see people rebelling against tyranny like never before, and we're all hearing about it moment to moment now. So I think that tyranny's days are numbered, but sometimes a light bulb flashes the brightest right before it burns out.
That's an interesting observation. I'm glad you shared that. For me, staying sane, I'm going to share, you know, similar experiences, Mark. Yes, I did have the violent fantasies in the past where I'm going to take them out as many as I can if they come for me, you know, that kind of thing.
Just ludicrous stuff.
Well, I mean, it didn't seem ludicrous. It seemed like the last possibility for a desperate man.
Sure, but it's, I mean, and if you think of how they work, you're not going to have any luck doing it.
Yeah, and then I came up here, and it took a little while for it to sink in what was actually happening here. Because when we first moved, there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, advancement. But now we're really seeing some moves in the right direction, both politically, and more people are involved in different ways in activism here. More people are involved, period. But it's really the connection with the activist community that has made a difference for me, to have people in my life who understand what freedom is and who I can socialize with and not just talk about freedom things. Like, you know, there are people here that you can get along with and have share similar interests with that aren't just the freedom movement. So being able to kind of reconnect or connect constantly with people that are of a similar mindset is a really great way to buoy one's hope, if you will. And there is hope here. And hopefully you can join us here. And if not in New Hampshire, tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. See you then.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.